This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you follow what's going on in the world of food and restaurants and cookbooks and food journalism, you will know of the James Beard Awards, the Oscars of the food world, they're sometimes called. Of note this year for having more women and people of color among the winners than ever before. And that's after months of stories about some high-profile chefs who were abusive in their kitchens and who were accused of assaulting women who work for them. As it happens, the group that gives out those awards, the James Beard Foundation, has a new CEO. She started just earlier this year. Claire Reichenbach is her name, and she is today's conversation from the corner office. Claire, it's nice to speak with you.
Good to meet you, and thank you.
I do want to talk about the awards here in a bit because they're important and they're relevant. But I want to talk for a second about you, just to sort of frame it. You don't come from food, as it were. You come from television and media.
I come from the media world, yes. I don't hail from the culinary world per se. Background is more in terms of business strategy and business transformation, which obviously has applicability. But I'm a very authentic food lover and home cook at heart. So it's an area of deep passion of mine. But as you say, I'm not the usual suspect in terms of stepping into this role.
Was the James Beard Foundation then in need of strategy and a little bit of guidance, I guess?
Well, I'm lucky to be stepping into the foundation at a time where it is in the greatest strength it's ever been. There's a phenomenal team here, and the evolution over the last few decades has really brought it to the position it's at now. But I think the area that I really want to bolster it and shine a greater light on. We've got some very powerful initiatives. One is around sustainable seafood, which is a national ratings system whereby we work with chefs and restaurants in terms of looking at how they can change their suppliers to more sustainable supply. Another example would be our efforts towards food waste reduction, again, in critically important areas. So there's a couple of examples that of what we're doing in terms of the impact side of the house, as it were.
So let's talk about the awards for a second. One of the reasons, other than the fact that they are the James Beard Awards, that they got a lot of press this year was that for the first time there was a substantial coterie of people of color and women winning, which is great. My question for you, though, is how do you keep that up next year?
That is the question. And I think it's worth saying that, you know, diversity has been a core component of our mission at the foundation for years. At the beginning of the nomination process, we introduced a new yardstick in terms of character and conduct. And you could really see that come to bear this year. So I think it's about saying progress has been made. Let's not rest on our laurels. Let's make sure that we build on this. But fundamentally, it's about saying, what is the role for the foundation in terms of driving that systemic change to ensure that the culinary community and the restaurant industry is at its heart more inclusive and diverse, and not just that the awards are reflective of that, but it's actually materially shifting.
Yeah, to that question of systemic problems and the word you keep using, which is conduct, the restaurant industry writ large has been and is still a very, very difficult place for women to work. There are outstanding examples, and I use that not in the good sense, of horrible incidents. What is your role and what can you do as one of the leaders of the culture, I suppose, to make the restaurant industry more receptive and open for women?
I think there are a number of things that, again, that the foundation is already doing, but I'm deeply impassioned about really putting our shoulder against this and driving a scale impact of what we do. But one is shining a light on the exemplars that we can start to kind of build a playbook around what good looks like. The second piece is around really equipping women in a very pragmatic way. So we think that actually women owners, so as well as, you know, chefs, but really restaurant owners, that is where a lot of the systemic and institutional change will be driven from. So that is an area that is a key priority for us.
When you go out to eat at a restaurant, what are you looking for? Are you looking at decor? Are you looking at food? Are you looking at service? What are you looking for?
I think I'm no different from, I think it's the whole experience and the ambiance. But I think people, and I included, are taking a deeper look in terms of where we are electing to spend our money, because our choices around food have an impact. And I think people are increasingly aware of that.
Claire Reichenbach, she is the CEO of the James Beard Foundation. Claire, thanks a lot.
Many thanks indeed. Great talking to you.
There is more, as there always is, of this Corner Office conversation, specifically with Claire Reichenbach about her plans for the James Beard Foundation and its future. You can hear that on our Corner Office podcast.